Chapter 2. Family and Friends. The bell above the shop door rang as Verloc entered. As usual, there were no customers in the shop, which was below his flat in a dirty brick building. Verloc sat down on the chair behind the counter and thought about his conversation with Mr. Vladimir. He didn't know what to do. He looked around the small, poorly lit shop where he sold newspapers, revolutionary pamphlets, European magazines, and writing material. Vladimir was right. The money Verloc earned from the shop was not enough to support his family. "Mother?" Verloc heard his wife Winnie call from upstairs in the flat. Then he heard her footsteps on the stairs between the shop and the flat. "Adolf, lunch is ready," she shouted to Verloc, and went back upstairs calling, "Stevie, lunch!" Verloc joined his wife and her family for lunch. Winnie, a pretty, dark-haired, neatly dressed woman, was several years younger than he was. Winnie's elderly mother suffered from swollen legs, and it was difficult for her to walk. Winnie's younger brother Stevie was in his early 20s and was slightly mentally retarded. Winnie had always taken care of him. She had told Verloc how her father, now dead, had hated Stevie for being retarded and used to beat him. "Stevie cleaned the flat today," Winnie announced proudly to Verloc. Verloc was still thinking about the meeting at the embassy and didn't reply. They finished the meal in silence. In the evening, two of Verloc's anarchist friends came to visit him. Winnie, who disliked her husband's friends, went to bed. One of the men, Michaelis, was quite famous. He had spent 15 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit. People in high society had fought for his release, and he now had a patroness, a wealthy woman who supported him. The other man was Alexander Ossipon, an ex-medical student. He gave classes on hygiene to working men, and he wrote anarchist pamphlets. Ossipon had blonde hair and big blue eyes, but he wasn't a very nice person. He was lazy and greedy, and had several girlfriends who gave him money and gifts. While the three men discussed politics, Stevie sat at the kitchen table and drew circles on a piece of paper. When Michaelis and Ossipon left, Stevie went to bed. Verloc looked at Stevie's drawings and thought, "These anarchists' talk is as useless as Stevie's drawings, and they will do nothing except talk. I can't ask for their help with the bomb. Even Stevie would be more useful than Michaelis and Ossipon."